More often than not, Kitty, we see teams use the National Football League as a platform to try out new players. But for Donegal, after being relegated from Division One football last year, it's crucial to get everyone under the belt to try and get back to top flight football. But that didn't really materialise out there for you today.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing now. Today we knew it was going to be a massive game, and they're probably one of the stronger teams in the competition. So we knew if we got a win there today, it would have brought us a long way. So it leaves us in a tricky enough position going forward. We'll be fighting for every win now as we move on.
Yeah, as you say, you need to capitalise maybe next weekend, a home game against Westmeath. But what will you be looking to do different?
Oh, well, I think there's plenty to take from today. I'd say everyone was very disappointed with the second half performance. Anyway, we were well settled in the first half, and we played very well against the wind, and probably thought with the wind at our backs that we could have really drove on in the second half, and we were comfortable going in at half time, but it just didn't go our way in the second half. We made a lot of mistakes in the final third and the final pass, and it was just really crucial, and they got the turnovers and went up the field and killed us with a couple of big scores, and we just could never claw it back then in the end.
Yeah, because certainly going on at half time, you found yourself 1 point up and very much in the driving seat. What seemed to have go wrong in the second half?
Yeah, I don't know. Was it we were too lackadaisy in the second half? I feel we were pulled out of shape a good bit, based on our own errors more than anything. Whenever we got turned over and had so many bodies up the field, they countered very well and tagged on the scores that we weren't getting. So there was a big shift put in by them, and I think we were just a wee bit lax defensively, and we were kind of chasing our tails then in the end up, and just couldn't get the scores on the board.
Yeah, and listen, the style of football that you adopt, very much 13 and 14 players behind the ball at every stage. And like with the threat of, Roisin Byrne, who scored 1-5 out of 1-8 of Kildare's score out there today, like, do you feel like, is there any one player picking a player like her up, or is it very much everybody get back to defence?
Yeah, we did try and tag her. Now I thought the girls did relatively well in the first half on her. Abigail and Roisin were kind of switching in and out depending on where she was set up. I'm not sure how the second half went there. I'll need to watch it back and see. We kind of thought we had her nailed down, but obviously now I didn't realize she scored so much. So it's something we need to look on. We were probably a wee bit too standoffish with a player of her caliber, and I think she hit a high score last week as well. So very intelligent footballer, and it's just someone that isn't allowed too much time on the ball, and we give her too much respect there today.
Yeah, now Westmeath next year, you're very familiar, of course, with Westmeath. And again, home advantage, you should be looking to get maybe another couple of points under your belt there and make a stab at getting maybe to the Division Two final. I'm sure that's the goal at the end of the National Football League.
Yeah, it definitely is. But again, Westmeath is probably a team we have played more out of the rest of the Division Two teams, and it's always a dogfight. They come up here every year, and it's always a battle. They're a very strong physical team and a great running team, so it'll be no easy 2 points anyway if it does go our way, but it's a match that we really will need to win now.